علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the topic of a guide to managers based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. We are currently focusing on the 31st letter of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha that he wrote to his son Imam Hassan. And there are some important guidelines, especially for those who are having a managerial position or a leadership position. In the previous session, we mentioned that Imam Ali alayhi salam says, وَنَوِّرْهُ بِالْحِكْمَةِ, that means enlighten the heart through wisdom. And we gave some points with regards to that. Today, inshallah, we shall discuss with this phrase where Imam Ali alayhi salam says, وَذَلِّلْهُ بِذِكْرِ الْمَوْتِ. That means, tame the heart through remembrance of death.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Now, Imam Ali alayhi salam says, وَذَلِّلْهُ بِذِكْرِ الْمَوْتِ, that means tame the heart through remembrance of death. Now, you know, what happens is that when we talk about taming someone or taming something, you can imagine a horse that is wild, and you need to tame that horse. This wild horse is ready to go in different directions, to do different things. Run in a very different way, probably fall off a cliff and not be careful about the direction the horse is taking. And therefore, a person needs to tame the horse to be able to make use of it in a proper way. This is what we call tadlil, to tame something, to make it under your control, to bring it under your authority, to make it obey you. Now the heart also is like that, because the heart, one of the interpretations that they give with regards to the heart is that its attention shifts to different directions. That's why it is called qalb, that means to turn. So imagine a light that turns in different directions, you see, something like that. That could be one of the interpretations, but I'm using this as a way to explain that because the heart could turn to in different directions, or its attention gets shifted to different avenues, what happens is that it needs to be controlled. And if it's not controlled, then this shift of attention to different areas could cause its destruction, and it could cause the person who bears that heart to be destroyed and not to be able to achieve the goals and aims that he has. So if the heart suddenly, because of some difficulty, zooms too much on that difficulty and gets engrossed in that difficulty, then that person will become depressed, will lose hope. On the other hand, if the heart of a person only pays attention to spiritual matters and disconnects itself completely from the material needs, even that is not required, and this is not what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants. And therefore the heart needs to be controlled in a way that its faculties are used in the best of manners for the progress of man.
IRIB English Radio presents a detailed commentary of the Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him, on the program Gate of Knowledge.
Now, most of the time, why the heart kind of loses track or it becomes wild is because of being engrossed with worldly matters, with material matters, with matters that are trivial and transient in nature. You see? And that kind of attracts the attention of the heart, because that is, the heart is also connected to the material realm. It's not completely disconnected from the material realm. After all, at the end of the day, the heart is present as we are in this material realm, although it has a spiritual dimension, but it is present in this material realm. And because it is there, that attraction always exists. And therefore, to be able to control this heart that can be wild in its attention to these material aspects is by remembering death, dhikrul maut. If a person remembers death and realizes that this world and all of these material pleasures and desires and attractions are of a transient nature, firstly, these things are transient. That means one day I'm going to leave all of these things. One day I will die, you know. And all of these things will not be part of my reality. They will be beyond my reality. They'll be outside my reality. And in fact, if I don't act in the right way, they will create a wrong imprint into my being that will be detrimental to my future. That is number one. Number two, if a person realizes that death can happen any time, it doesn't have any specific time, it doesn't come with a warning as such, it comes whenever it wants. That way a person the heart will be more under control, will be tamed, because it will realize the heart's faculties will therefore focus on those issues that are of relevance for its future, for its reality, for its real realm, for the realm for which it is really created for. You see, that focus will occur, but otherwise that focus will not be there. This remembrance of death is so important, so that this focus of the heart is maintained. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He gives us the tawfiq to achieve this focus. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Rome, on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فاز من ولاه هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معنا باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من نداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال منه هو في الشدائد منجد والفضل يمنى هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه